A reading from the Gospel according to John. After Jesus had revealed himself to his disciples and eaten breakfast with them, he said to Simon Peter, son of John, "Do you love me more than this?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." He then said to Simon Peter a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was distressed that he had said to him a third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Amen, amen, I say to you, when you were younger, you used to dress yourself and go where you wanted. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." He said this, signifying by what kind of death he would glorify God. And when he had said this, he said to him, "Follow me." Do you love me? How often have you heard this phrase or have used it? Countless times, I suppose. It's normally used when we seek assurance from those we consider important in our lives, people whose presence and being make our hearts tick. Being asked three times makes even the other person become apprehensive. Jesus is interested in the matters of the heart. How do I know I love Jesus? This question comes after breakfast. Breakfast is the most important meal of the day, so do nutritionists suggest. It was after that important meal that Jesus asks Peter publicly the question on love. Do you love me? Peter had openly denied Jesus three times. He is to confess his love three times. Why did Jesus ask this question three times? And why Peter? Three is a very significant number in most cultures. It is used to represent completion and some finality to what will be happening. Peter gets this question as he's going to be a leader for this new group. This was in line with his leadership role. There are challenges and demands that come with the responsibility of leadership. Sometimes it is to acknowledge to the subordinates that you were in the wrong and you are sorry. That diffuses any ammunition. Maybe today we pray for all those in leadership position that they may remain open to God's guidance and that they may lead as Christ leads.